The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday of the seventh week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Throughout his apostolic labors, St. Paul encountered many hardships, persecutions, and trials. This was true also during his last visit to Jerusalem, where various members of the Jewish leadership were trying to eliminate Paul's effective preaching. In the presence of the governing council of the Jews, as well as the local civil magistrates, Paul presents his defense, and he throws his enemies into confusion. This is according to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees, so he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, or angels, or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. Paul effectively shifts the attention away from himself on this occasion and towards the theological disputes of his enemies. In the ensuing uproar, Paul is given protection by the civil government and is taken away to safety. Later, that very same day, Jesus appears to Paul and says, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." Paul was certainly clever in using his wits to avoid the anger of his opposition. But Jesus was more clever, no surprise, in using Paul's situation to bring him to Rome. This is another example of how God can use unwanted, unpleasant, or unexpected circumstances to his advantage and to accomplish a greater good than we can imagine. Notice that Paul was not doing anything extraordinary. He was being clever, certainly, but his aim was to prevent himself from being stymied in carrying out his task of evangelization. All in a day's work for him. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing, and that prepared him for what God was doing and would do. St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, coined a phrase in Latin, "Age quod agis," meaning, "Do what you are doing." In other words, focus on the task at hand. That is where we discover God's will. Looking ahead or looking behind or looking around can all be distractions that keep us from our duty. But if we focus on our duty, the responsibility of the moment, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant, God can use that work to accomplish great things, even without are being aware of it. So let's keep doing what we're supposed to be doing and turning away from what we're not supposed to be doing so that God's glory can be made manifest. God bless you.